Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Madame et Monsieur, Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenue, willkommen, welcome to the second Maths Hysteria Mafters.
Willkommen. How are you going to break into a cabaret?
I thought,
you are wearing lederhosen. And,
well, I thought it's Eurovision this weekend as well.
It is.
So I thought that'd be an interesting way to introduce this second award ceremony that we've done on this programme. Mm-hmm. I mean, you two weren't involved in the last one.
Well, I listened to it not knowing I'd ever be part of it.
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, we planned our previous episode to be the last one of the series.
Instead of a big goodbye.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah. See you later.
We're doing that
out.
Annoying false goodbye thing. Goodbye. No, okay, I'll come back.
Yeah. No one asked for an encore, but here we are.
We're here.
Well, no, since the series is finished, we've had loads of requests, actually, to do a sort of recap episode, which is really nice. Yeah. Lots of people getting in touch, including, and this ties into the football maths overlap, the deputy football editor from The Guardian, Sachin Nakrani, who I listened to the Guardian Football Weekly podcast. I was like, oh my God.
You were talked about
that. So you listened to their podcast, yeah, and then they listened to your podcast.
Yeah.
Did Johnny know who that was?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's like... it's not Black Mirror, but it's some weird sort of like.
Well, there's something that has a lot of paedophilia in Black Mirror.
I don't mean Black Mirror. I mean like it's a weird sort of like, I don't know.
Twilight Zone?
Meta. It's quite meta.
Yeah, it is. It's probably second only
Metaverse.
To when I found out that one of the presenters of A Place in the Sun listens to us as well.
Amazing.
I know. We've got celeb listeners.
Yeah.
Or what?
I watch a lot of Place in the Sun, considering I have no interest in buying a house or moving
country. You don't want to live abroad ever.
But anyway, I thought what we'd do...
Oh, Welcome to those two people. They're still with us.
Well, yeah, actually, this is for you.
Since it's come up on a few episodes, a lot of people have got in touch and said, no, I like football as well and maths.
I was being a bit harsh.
Yeah, that's all right.
I was being facetious.
But the other thing is we put up a final sort of post saying that our Just Giving page for Balcancer UK was going to close.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a rush of donations... And then, because people thought, oh, it's going to close. And now I've done the annoying thing of leaving it open because I thought, we'll do a bonus episode.
Gave a false deadline there.
Yeah, exactly. So if you've donated thinking that you were just getting in before the deadline, I fucked you.
Oh, wow. But people were really generous, weren't they?
Amazingly,
very.
Amazingly.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you. We're going to put up the final total in a few
next
days.
Next year.
Yeah. Are you doing an actual deadline this time?
I don't know.
We should, really.
Yeah, we should. Well, what's today? It's Tuesday, isn't it? So
Friday?
Friday. Okay, I'll close it on Friday.
Friday's a natural deadline, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
So instead of listening to our episode on Friday, you can donate until close of business.
Close of business.
Well, yeah. I think what we should do is go through things category by category. I mean, we've got a lot of categories like any true award show. But hopefully we're going to keep it pretty brief. It's more about having a recap of the series.
We need that music they do at the Oscars when they're trying to get somebody off the stage. And they're like thanking their mum, thanking their cousin, like, la, 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 la. Move on, yeah. Move on.
And then an usher, get off.
I think where we should start, just get it out of the way because it's the most non-competitive category. Best couple.
Yeah. I don't think there are any contenders other than one, is there?
The nominees.
Any other nominees?
I feel like Ridge and Jade should get a look in for being together and like not having any major hiccups. Mm-hmm. But I think we all know who the winners are.
We all know.
Even though they're not together.
But we all know they were our favourite. Yeah. The
they made it watchable. Mm-hmm. I think we all know who we're talking about. Lucinda and her hunky hunk of spunk, Timothy. But also, me and Johnny were talking about this. First mention of Johnny.
Second, I mentioned him.
Oh, no, crap. Second mention of Johnny. How they're a really good example of having a functioning friendship and not having really hurt each other enough that you can't be in the same room.
Yeah.
Like, they are the best couple because they've got this lovely, lovely friendship.
I think as well it shows the programme were right to add in more diversity.
Yeah.
Because they're the couple who have everyone's been most interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Older, different personalities.
That's true.
Different styles. Yeah.
I think they've been excellent.
And it hasn't been boring in terms of they haven't given us all the best moments. They've given us some of the worst moments as well.
Yeah.
Like some of the most frustrating or sad or painful.
But like proper relationship stuff. Not just like, oh, he's flirting with some, you know.
Who's he texting?
Yeah.
Or
he's coming under a cloud of speculation.
Instagramming.
Why we've been more forgiving of him, actually, thinking about it now. I feel like I'm writing a dissertation about Timothy's personality. But he hasn't been creepy in any sense. Like they talked about he had dated a 20 something, but that was brushed over quite quickly when the photo ranking. He never took part in that sort of
respect. That's true.
So his like faults, to put them as faults, have been more about his like ability to open up, but he's never been a creep.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the men on here that we end up hating, they've got like a creepy, cringy
I think his other faults are maybe how he keeps his home and the fact he doesn't brush his teeth before that.
That's
another one.
They were much more forgivable, weren't they? He was always like the fun uncle rather than the pervy uncle.
And plus, if you need some photocopying doing, then it's...
Oh, well, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a big plus point.
One of the other things I thought we could do on this episode, as well as sort of recap, is talk about these post-series stories that have come out. So...
Ooh, are you going to do that during the categories? Are you going to save that all for the end?
I'm probably just going to do it as we go along. I haven't put that much thought into it, but
I guess pepper them through.
Yeah, it seems like a good point to bring in.
Why is their story about Lucinda and Timothy?
I think she's moved to Melbourne, so they're geographically close together now.
Oh,
was he in Melbourne?
Spending a lot of time together, yeah. I think he's from Melbourne, yeah.
Okay.
She's moved to Melbourne, which is where he lives.
Yeah. From Byron Bay, which she feels like Byron a spiritual Bay. Home.
And she had, like, that's confusing to me. I'd love to know why. Because if I was Timothy, I'd be like, is she trying to be closer to me?
I don't know. But she's... One other thing that's happened is she's gained about 5 times as many Instagram followers as anyone else on the cast.
Pleased.
It's like half a million she's got.
I'm pleased because I checked Jack's and he's still on under 100,000. He's on like 80 something. And I was like, good, because I don't want people to be encouraged to go on and be the knob and get loads of followers for being like the pantomime villain. I'm like, no, don't encourage this man.
Yeah.
But actually, then you look at Lucinda. Yeah, if she's on like 500,000, amazing. So deserved.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So maybe she's moved to Melbourne because wasn't she setting up some sort of, didn't Mel say at our live event she was setting up like an online coaching
lifestyle
like a good,
who knows,
Lucinda light.
Lucinda light.
But the other story was, did you know that,
probably not,
yeah, you've avoided Jumps it but, I think it was between 15 and 20 years ago Tim was living in Canada.
Timothy Old man Tim.
Yeah.
not Timmy.
Old
not
man
little
Tim.
Timmy.
At the age of 31. Was living in Canada, and he got to know some people who suggested he start taking up helicopter lessons. And they gave him some money to do it, and he was flying back and forth across the Canadian-US border. Oh, and he ended up becoming a drug trafficker.
Stop it.
Marijuana. He got busted. He then left Canada. And then when he tried to go back to the country, they arrested him. And he spent a year in jail.
So if he'd never gone back, they would have never caught him till he went on maths.
But and he said, yeah, you know, I was young, I was stupid. It's not who I am now. It's just I got kind of mixed up in the wrong people.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, this is why we literally this morning, there was something on our Instagram about Timothy having a go at an Australian news anchor for, I don't know what the story that news anchor was reporting was about, but it was some feel-good story, and he was having a go at this young lad about something he'd done 5 years earlier when he was a teenager, and that obviously struck a chord with Timothy because it's like people can make mistakes and move on from them, and plus people need weed. This is
which of us hasn't smuggled things in a helicopter?
I mean, who amongst you has never
cast the first
items?
Stone if you've not done any aviation smuggling. Oh, well, do you know what? I'm almost not surprised, and I am surprised, because he comes across as someone who has this really sort of like dark, mysterious past. He hints at things that we haven't known about. He's talked about difficulties. We've known some of them, but we don't know if we know all of them.
I wondered, like, he kept saying he was a business owner. And did you notice the tiny bear t-shirt he was wearing? He wears a lot of stuff with tiny bear. And I think that's his brewery or distillery or something. Because, again, saw that on Instagram.
Is he allowed to promote it with
a t-shirt? I mean, maybe this is where we get into the fashion thing, because a lot of the women were like, was it Sarah wearing that like 411
or something? Yeah. Those hoodies she often wore. Yeah. I don't know. But maybe some companies would give you clothes if you've got that kind of network and you say, I'm going on maths.
And next we have worst couple of maths 2024.
I mean, this is it's a stronger feel.
There are two couples vying for top place. This is where we need to talk about other hints that have gone on and other stories, because obviously one of the runners is Jono and Ellie.
Yeah.
I think we know who our winners are going to be. But with Jono and Ellie, all the rumours that have been circulating have been really pissing me off.
Yeah.
Because it's very hard to enjoy a programme and then see it picked apart where you don't know what's true.
Mm.
Because you're like, well, I just watched 45 hours of that and I chose to believe what I was shown. With an element of like, you know, you've got to keep an open mind that you know there's an edit.
Yeah.
But being told something's the opposite of what you were shown, it's just pissing me off.
Well, I think, for example, we'd heard that Ellie calling Lauren a fucking bitch
Was actually Sarah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it was at 2 a.m. and apparently Sarah was winding her up or whatever. But then there's other rumours about Lauren had a boyfriend.
No. I was just going to say, did you send us that TikTok video?
Yeah.
Or did you see that on Instagram? Somebody sent us this video of Jono on TikTok saying, no, it was all
none
agreed.
None of this has been
like,
true.
Yeah, Lauren told me up front she had a boyfriend, she had a partner on the outside. We agreed to just support each other and...
But I don't believe that. Like, I don't know, it's because I don't want to believe it, but I don't believe it because they slept together, Lauren and Jono. And
or did they just say they had because it was what they agreed?
Maybe. But then also, like, you know when allegations get thrown during the show itself, so, like, on the commitment ceremony, when Sarah, is being accused of cheating, like, if it's an open secret that Lauren has a boyfriend, I'm surprised it doesn't come up. I know it might be edited out, but I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I find that difficult.
Some of these
really
stories, you just feel it innately bullshit.
Yeah,
like the whole what happened between Cass and Sarah. I've seen a story from a Maths Insider that says Cass would always just have a go at Sarah based on nothing, just to get herself airtime. It's like that doesn't sound right.
Doesn't ring true. It doesn't ring true.
No.
And I think we see enough of these. Obviously, we have to make our own decisions. And this is what pisses me off. It's like I actually want to know black and white what happened. That's what's annoying. Yeah. It's like watching like Making a Murderer. Mm-hmm. You get to like the end, you're like, oh, am I not going to find out what actually happened?
I need to know.
I've been watching this for weeks. You want to know. And so I've decided in my head I like Lauren and I don't like Jono, so I'm going with Lauren's like narrative. But actually, I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
And I do think it was probably edited massively against Ellie and Jono. I think that part's true because all the smug smiles might have actually been for other things.
I think apparently a lot of the stuff of them laughing was Lauren making them laugh. Because they were all right at that dinner party on the whole. Oh, Lauren was making them laugh, but they just clipped the laugh and make it look.
But then she looked so upset. And so obviously I'm aware these dinner parties can be really long.
Yeah.
So it might have been that she was upset at the beginning. That's what we saw edited. And then she was fine. But I just find the whole thing so frustrating. Like, we just don't know. I guess Lauren hasn't come out with a video that I've seen shared. Yeah, it's only Jono trying to sell his side.
The only thing I've seen from Lauren is saying, to stop bullying Ellie and bothering her at work and things.
Oh, really?
Oh God, that's bad.
It's just hard to know, isn't it? It's but really annoying.
If they were so all right together at the dinner party, what's the context of Jono saying, you're the worst person I've ever met, you're horrible, nastiest person ever?
Exactly.
Was he saying that to someone else? Well, no, because he also said, oh, just let her do it, this is who she is.
I know.
True, yeah.
That's was that about Lauren?
Yeah.
And you just don't believe they've been playing this game of, like, they're so in tune of building this whole storyline that they're going to go, right, so at the reunion dinner party, I'm going to say some awful stuff, but it's all part of the act.
I don't think they can be that good actors.
No. Yeah.
And then we see stuff with the, like, experts on the commitment ceremonies where, you know, it's found out that Jack had a girlfriend but broke up with her to come on the show.
Mm.
If they had even a whisper that Lauren had a boyfriend who she was keeping on the back burner during the show, surely stuff like that would come out. Like, I don't know. Am I being naive? Because I feel like sometimes I'm being naive that there are these storylines that we're just fed.
Yeah.
But it's just annoying.
This is why I always have a, especially with the Australian one, it's easier to just keep a distance from it because we're never going to know.
An emotional distance. Am I too involved? I'm like, why is Lucinda moved to Melbourne? I need reasons.
We're too invested in these people.
So anyway, the
worst couple.
The runners up.
I think they still have to be the runners up.
Jono and Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think we all know who the worst couple is, and they are still together. They are the love story of the show.
One thing you mentioned about the...
it's Jack and Tori, by the way. Come and collect your award.
You mentioned about the... Does he have a girlfriend on the outside? At that final dinner party, they were cut out quite a lot. Yeah. Like, we commented on it saying, oh, we didn't wouldn't have thought they'd
even knew they were there.
Yeah, we obviously, Ellie and Jono
dominated,
but we thought we'd see a bit more of Jack and Tori. But apparently the reason is that Timothy was agitating to get his ex or whoever his girlfriend is on the outside to crash the final dinner party.
Jack's ex. Right.
Jack found out they had a massive bust up and Jack and Tori ended up storming out. That's why they weren't really shown.
But that would have been great. Tell you, why didn't we see that?
The reason we didn't see that is because, I'll hasten to add, allegedly, because I'm just learning this from online articles and things, is that allegedly Jack has had shown nudes of his ex to the other lads, presumably in the gym.
Mm. Oh, obviously, yeah.
Which she has... raised a legal complaint against the program, so they've had to drop that whole storyline.
Right.
So it's been the whole has he got an ex on the outside thing
that
has been cut out.
I find that believable because I can imagine him showing pictures.
Sorry, one last thing.
Oh yeah.
Just for the complete picture, Jack has also filed a restraining order against her. Now he just put out a statement which has a lot of grammatical and spelling errors.
Come on,
a restraining order.
Yeah. Because she bothered him at work, like...
Months to ask if he was in America yet. And he's like, yeah, I'm calling from Texas.
I can see you on the other side of the gym. Sorry, what you
No, just, he's the worst. They're the worst couple. No, I don't know what I was going to say. Just, I can imagine Timothy doing that as a wind-up. I can imagine Jack having shown the nudes in the first place.
Yeah.
That sounds like more of a believable rumour.
It does. Yeah.
It was a big step up, I think, from... people have called them Harrison and Bronte 2.0 and whether they're in it for the... I said to a friend of the show, Michael Harmstone, that if they're playing the in it for fame game, they've made the fundamental error of no one likes the villains. You're not going to get anything afterwards.
Yeah.
But they are playing that game better is because you don't just want to go to Final Vows. You want to go... beyond that and have people properly buy into it. If it is a game, they're playing the long game quite
I was
well.
Shocked how few followers Jack has on Instagram. Not shocked, like pleasantly surprised.
What about Tori?
I think she's got a few more, maybe like 200. But one of their most recent videos was her moving to him.
Really?
Really?
Moving house.
Wow.
Whoa.
I saw something that they did a meet and greet where you pay like over $100
to meet them.
What? No way.
I think that's quite dangerous because somebody could come and throw something in your face.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I wouldn't be open. If I was a villain on TV, I wouldn't be opening myself up to the public with a meet and greet. It seems foolish to me.
But then how else are you going to earn money?
I like to think that listeners will be on our side and they are like definitely the worst couple.
I think so.
Just as well, like, I started to think this is what she wants. Like, we didn't feel like she needed rescuing after a while. It felt like,
yeah,
this is just, she's bought into this.
Yeah.
She's.
Whereas with Bronte, I'm struggling to remember how I felt with Bronte, but I think I felt more like she was this, like, deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, because she had these wide eyes.
Yeah. And Shona and Brad, we were worried about Shona.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was starting to, like, you know, look a bit troubled and a bit whatever. Yeah. And then with Tori, it's like, well, no, you've really chosen this and you sort of know what it is.
I think with Harrison and Bronte, they were like, they were never really believable as a couple.
Yeah.
And I know Jack and Tori sort of aren't either, but it felt like you knew that Harrison and Bronte weren't going to go any further.
Yeah.
But you kind of always felt like Jack and Tori were, like you say, at least for a little bit.
Good luck to them.
Such enthusiasm.
I don't know if I even mean that.
they're going to come back up because we've got the other
worst dressed.
We've got the other categories, and I think we've got the obvious ones out of the way. Best couple, worst couple. Should we go into fashion then?
Sure.
Yeah, go on then.
Should I go make a cup of tea?
Well, I'd like to stay.
How dare you?
I'm wearing a shirt I didn't bother ironing, so I have no leg to stand on.
Yeah, and I'm half ready
comment,
to work.
Comment on fashion.
But also half not.
But since we're on audio, we'll pretend we're in couture.
Yeah.
My best dressed is Lauren.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Lou. Thought you were going to go Lucinda.
I do love Lucinda. I mean, her sparkly jumpsuit obviously was a winner. But Lauren was consistently, like I said, about being the like Amazonian goddess. She'd come in and she'd just be quite fierce. Mm. And it matched her persona, I think.
Yeah,
that's Lucinda too. Lucinda too. Yeah. But I think Lucinda's going to win a lot of categories. Whereas I think Lauren, always had like cool hair and like cool outfits. And she just looked like she was dressing for herself more than anyone else's like approval. I don't know. I'm reading into it.
Lucinda's wedding dress, though.
Lucinda's wedding dress. Because actually, I didn't love Lauren's wedding dress. Like, it was.
Oh, I quite like
it.
That
was cool, but I wouldn't have.
What about her final vows dress, though?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was all boob. That was amazing. Lucinda's actually a top competitor there.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I admire Lucinda having an individual style, but when you dress like that, you're going to have a few misses.
Yeah.
You miss big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the men really wowed me.
Well, I've got a couple of men in the worst dressed category.
Anybody in the
there
best?
There are no women in the worst dressed category.
It's Jaden, isn't it?
In the worst.
Yeah.
It's Jaden and Jack.
Jaden. Oh, Jack, of course. Yeah, God.
And then because you couldn't get any tighter with those shirts.
Oh, it's 100% Jack.
Slash jeans.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, on a more positive note, before we get back to slagging Jack off, has anyone shown more commitment to a scarf than Richie?
I was wondering about Richie. Does that make him best or worst?
Yeah, I don't know.
A little bit gimmicky.
Yeah, but then when he was down, he never had a little scarf on.
Oh, so it was like his emotional support scarf.
Was it?
Oh, bless him. No, I do also think Sarah had some amazing outfits.
To be fair,
a lot of the girls did. I'm trying to think if any of the boys wowed me. I mean, we had a couple of moments where Ridge was like Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said he was best dressed.
No.
No, I didn't like... Oh, by the way, a couple of people pointed this out to me, and it makes sense that for the reunions, when they had the moustaches, it might have been Movember.
Oh, right.
You know,
so we probably shouldn't have been slagging them off.
All right, we'll forgive them for that then.
Fair enough. That would work with our timings, and if we pretend it was Movember, because then we're like, so they wrapped in November. Yeah. We're now in May.
Yeah.
If people are still together, it's been like a full 6 months.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Or they just had moustaches.
Andy as well. I thought you guys were quite...
Yeah. She had her own style, didn't she?
Yeah, and actually I think, without sounding like a wanker, I think it's quite... I find it quite inspirational, actually, with the different ages of being like, oh, that looks cool in your 50s to have pink hair and wear that. That looks cool in your 40s to be in a gold glitter jumpsuit. So I think it was quite nice as well to see the different ages and see how it wasn't just the girls in their 20s or 30s, like, dominating in the fashion. It was all across, yeah.
Definitely.
I loved her hair. Worst dressed, we did mention... I think the winner has to be Jack.
Yeah,
if you've always got your Christmas ham nipples out, you've got to be the winner.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, my first thought was Jaden, but yeah, it's obviously Jack.
Because Jaden wore a series of dinner jackets to the dinner parties, didn't he? And he had like that like curtain one or like a velvet one, like a floral.
Oh,
they were all a bit... I mean, they were fine, but you know.
I remember him being sat in the apartments once in a full... Puma sort of velour tracksuit like he's in The Sopranos.
Yeah, and he would always wear that chain, wouldn't
he? Yeah.
There's the mob wife aesthetic, so maybe like the mob boyfriend is going to make a resurgence. He could definitely be that.
Yeah, but it is Jack. I mean, obviously the colour of him.
Yeah.
Purple's my colour.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Should we go to, funniest moment?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because I was thinking of Jack and fashion, and one nominee for me is when he's getting ready for final vows and he stood on that balcony with his hair down. It made me laugh so much.
Can I tell you mine? So I was thinking about this, and I don't know if it's my funniest moment, but what sprang to mind is when Madeline started crying about the cows.
Oh yes.
and then Ash just looked so confused, and it was his face that was funny, because I was like, oh, God love him, you just wanted to give him a cuddle, because it was like so, and then it went to the dinner party, no, not the dinner party, their dinner where she was getting the psychic downloads, and he broke the fourth wall and looked at the camera.
Yeah.
And it was what so the hell?
I felt like I was watching a bad play, because I did drama at uni and you had to go to a lot of bad plays, and just like her doing her lines and him being like, what is happening, is this in the script?
Yeah, that was brilliant. Oh my god,
I actually wanted to see more of them. I think that's why I was disappointed last episode when we talked about not everybody was shown at the reunion. Obviously she didn't turn up. Just wanted to know what their experience was.
I saw a thing in these post-series stories that Richard said that him and Andy were on the final the reunion commitment ceremony,
right,
that they were on the couch, but it was just edited out.
Yeah.
You had no idea why, but
it might have been nothing new was said.
Yeah.
I mean, they already wrapped it up quite amicably. They had a little hug. They said, like, I'll always treasure those 10 days where we had hot sex 4 times a day. I'll always treasure that.
some other funny moments, though. All of Timothy and Lucinda's wedding.
Because, oh my gosh, the crow in the freezer!
The crow in the freezer. I knew I'd like Timothy when he said... Did they find that chicken, or was it a sacrificial chicken?
Yeah, that's all he funny. Could think of was where did he get the wing from?
Yeah. Yeah, and then even the fact there was a thunderstorm.
I know,
like, it all
yeah.
made it so pantomime. Yeah. Oh my word!
And then even the kiss. Then they cut to Lucinda going to camera, and she was like, "Did three kisses?" Well, yeah, it was three. It was three kisses.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say something involving Collins.
I feel like Collins is almost this whole separate episode that we have to do.
I know, bless him.
Separate category for the awards.
Yeah, well, we're doing cringiest.
That's the one.
Coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, this should maybe come under the one-liners.
Mm.
Lauren doing the writing the questions.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Do you know that you are purple?
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
So good.
Also, another Jack one, though, was tied into fashion again. When he's in the car and he's just checking his sweat patches.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his photograph at the gym.
Oh, his photograph at the gym. Amazing.
Maybe that should have been worst fashion. That hair.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a funny series. It was a frustrating series.
Mm.
Did you enjoy... People seem to enjoy the bullshit detectives.
Oh, rolling down the corridor. Yeah, yeah. I think... I didn't find it laugh out loud funny, mm-hmm. but I found it like, oh, they're getting on. They're having a little roll down. I found it sweet.
Yes. I think the funniest bit about that was when Timothy said he tore his hamstring doing it.
Yeah.
That was probably the funniest.
Tore my hammy.
Yeah.
I did enjoy, as they were writing it, Lucinda saying, oh, I don't know, I feel a bit mean. And Tim going, I don't have that in me.
Yeah. The whole thing was like a humorous thing.
Yeah.
But their actual... prank was like, it wasn't like the best prank I've ever seen in my life, but given someone a letter.
Yeah.
But all the actions around it were quite funny.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna settle on? Are we actually gonna pick one, or is this
we haven't picked an actual winner. It's a bit tough for funniest moment, an actual winner, isn't it?
So we've got cows, we've got
chickens.
Do you realise you're purple?
Chickens. Oh, the chickens, yeah.
Oh, I think maybe Lucinda and Timothy's wedding.
Yeah.
I think because of the crow in the freezer.
Sorry, yeah. I thought you meant, I'd forgotten we'd already spoken about that. I thought you meant when Collins was terrified by that chicken.
Oh, yes. That was funny.
Oh, bless him. Maybe we should say bird theme. because we have the crow in the freezer. We have Collins been scared of chickens.
Yeah.
Did they have the sacrificial chicken? And then it's just such a shame that Madeline wasn't looking at a field of chickens rather than cows. Farmyard. Let's make the theme farmyard. The farmyard award.
Well, should we do some cringiest moments?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Collins, although this is actually sort of Natalie, the necklace with the two, the control pads.
Yeah, because you saw him go in, he was like a turtle's head going back in its shell.
Yeah.
He was just retreating. That was cringe. I think really most cringe. Of Natalie and Collins' entire relationship was
just
quite cringe.
Any conversation between them.
And then also Ash and Madeline's wedding.
Yeah.
It was really hard to watch.
She was crying
so cringy when she was like, I love you. And you're like, she just walked down the aisle. Because you could see that. Well, you said, did you tell me someone, or maybe it was Johnny in the car, because we'd been looking at rumours. Somebody said that Ash was interviewed post show, and apparently this is all third hand, Madeline really switched it on when the cameras were there, so apparently she was quite quiet when they were together,
right,
and he didn't really know like what she was like, and then when they're being filmed she had the wacky levels,
right. Okay.
Which makes it even less genuine, because we weren't sure, is she genuinely getting these voices, or does she believe she's getting these voices, or is it all an act?
I mean I was pretty sure about whether she was getting voices.
You know what I mean? Like,
whether she actually
does she believe it?
Yeah.
Actually, that made it sound more like it was for show. But anything they were involved in was cringy.
Yeah. We, that was very
their
cringe.
Whole wedding.
Their whole wedding. I mean, I think probably the strongest contender, cringiest moment. It's Ben's song.
Oh, completely. I think that should
I'm
win.
I'm coming out in hives.
Ben's
song
has to win.
I struggle.
And then I fucked it up. You took me back.
Thank you, Ellie.
And then it was followed up by him talking her through the songwriting process.
Oh, my God.
Fucking George
so
Harrison.
Lyrics are words that you sing.
I just put my thoughts on the paper.
Yeah.
And then I put it to some music.
And then a chorus is repeated through the song.
And you know, it's been different every time. I could. it's never been the same way twice.
Do you know what? I think that wins, actually.
I think his song has to win. But can I just also say, what about Jack and Tori getting matching tattoos?
That was more of a red flag moment.
Yeah, but that was cringe.
That was cringe.
They've never been referred to again.
The tattoos?
No. Oh, we never saw them. We never heard them talk about them.
Yeah, that's true. Did they tell the group? Because part of the reason they got them was to say, yeah, look how well we're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm. It's almost like they never happened, but we did see them happen, didn't we?
Mm, I think so.
I wanted to propose a category, which was biggest blunder of the series, slash dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I don't think this is necessarily someone being a complete walking red flag. It's them losing the chance they had. So the one that sprang to mind for me was Richie. I think they were doing really, really well. And his first ball drop, blunder, if you will, was when he didn't put her first in the photo ranking challenge. Mm-hmm. And it almost all started to go downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
She lost a little bit of faith in him and she said the bubble was burst.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think he's a necessarily like a bad guy.
No.
But he dropped the ball and it was so painful to watch. And so that would be one of my biggest blunders.
See, I thought you were going to say Tristan.
I was just thinking what
because
could compete
he dropped
with
the ball with Cass.
Consistently.
On the
but
honeymoon.
But can you name one? Oh, not
on
kissing
honeymoon,
her.
Can I give you a good night kiss? And yes, you may. Hit to they've moved into Sky Suites and everything a week later and he still hasn't done it.
Yeah, that's a good... that's why it's a good category.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a bad guy, drop the ball.
I mean, some of these obviously overlap because we've got Richie's photo ranking in angriest moment of the sort of rough list we were making.
Mm-hmm.
But also Jono dropping the ball of not having Lawrence back is also an angriest moment.
That could be a blunder moment.
A big blunder. Because it's just common sense, isn't it? And especially, it's not even like back her up just because she's your wife. Back her up because that's what you fucking told her.
Yeah.
You are the whole reason she's saying it in the first place. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jack's always said he finds Tori attractive. Mm, helpful, Jono.
I don't know. Oh, sorry, we've moved from blunder to angriest. But blunder, actually, I think it might be Tristan. But then Richie really spoiled something beautiful because they were actually together. Whereas Tristan and Cass hadn't crossed that line into romantic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richie and Andy had a functioning, like, they are your parents in a happy marriage relationship.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, although I don't like to think anyone's parents having sex that much. But then he really dropped the ball, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my...
Yeah, and he did say, no, she's completely fine with it.
Yes.
No, she's happy. She was fourth or whatever it was.
Whereas I think, and that's a true ball drop, because I think Tristan realised he'd screwed up. Whereas Richie didn't.
Yeah. He thought he'd done it really well. He was happy with how
he'd
done.
I'm going to make Richie my king of the blunders.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. And then angriest moment does overlap slightly.
Well, we've got Richie's photo ranking. Similar photo ranking thing we'd put Jack and Tori's one where he's just going, convince your husband you're hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jono not backing Lauren.
Yep.
Jack and the whale.
The whale.
The supplement gift card.
Oh! Oh,
the best bit about that when I was looking back through the tweets, and it was the way he was talking to Tristan, going, just let me finish, my friend.
I know.
Oh my God, I know. Let's have a chat, but let me talk at you.
And then
us having a chat.
Cut to Timothy. Timothy looked like he'd been fucking stopped at customs and he's got a bag of weed in the helicopter.
Because actually, I think Muzzle was the most shocking.
Yeah.
But Lauren was brilliant and really stood up for herself, and everybody knew it was wrong. Whereas with the whale comment, you felt more sorry for Tristan almost because he wasn't able to stand up for himself.
Yeah.
He went right back into his shell. It's the one thing that he's self-conscious about or one of.
I know.
And I think the whale comment was almost probably had more lasting damage.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But
I think that conversation made me the angriest I've been during maths.
Oh, yeah.
Probably until Ellie and Jono turned up and, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But until then, I think that made me the angriest because of how patronising he was.
Yeah.
And because then he gave him a gift card for weight loss supplements.
I know.
And he didn't understand why that was not right.
Yeah, I think that's my winner. Have you got another one?
I've got more. Yeah, there's loads. Because also, I never really ever felt like defensive of Tori, but I think the closest I got was when homestays with Jack's friend Liz. Sorry, client Liz.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole, you know...
Well, you must be sleeping with all your friends.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
All the male friends.
And how dare you have a personality?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you not want to be a bit less strong?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so that he would then like you?
Anyone who has their coffee order as a personality thing, I don't think is my kind of person.
You're a bit, only you're want a bit basic. He's got a six pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was infuriating.
She was a dickhead.
She was.
But I didn't think, if I'd liked Tori more, I think I would have been angrier.
Yeah.
I think the winner is probably the supplements.
I think so.
That was so bad.
That was absolutely horrendous.
It's just so funny as well to try and give someone a heartfelt apology. Can you let me finish?
Yeah. Just let me talk.
Yeah. I'm trying to do a heartfelt apology, you knobhead.
Yeah. Yeah. You're enough. Jesus, but also take the supplements.
Yeah.
You're enough,
ring.
But please change.
Poor Tristan.
As an aside, though, do you think we should have had a category about their friends? / clients, because actually this year we've had Liz, we've had Ben, Tim's friend,
little Timmy's friend.
We had Ellie's cousin at the wedding.
Yeah, and Tori's friend.
Leah,
she was brilliant.
Leah, yeah, she was good.
She was saying from the beginning, he's a walking red flag, Tori. She said that from the beginning.
I don't know if I meant to bring it up on that particular episode when she came to visit. Something I didn't like was she was criticising Jack and kind of finding out more about him. And then a few people put online that she changed the tune when he gave her the chocolates.
Please.
I remember that annoyed you.
It's just, oh God, honestly, you shouldn't talk to me about what people say online, because that's probably what makes me the angriest. Always about weight, always about how a woman looks. It's just horrendous.
There were some funny friend cameos this year.
Yeah.
And not so funny. Like Ben, he had a lot of screen time, didn't he? And his
Tim's
groom's
friend
speech,
Ben.
Yeah, his groom's speech
he
was
annoying.
Awful. Was
he
awful.
Was annoying. But also, I suppose, friends / family, we got the joy of Lucinda's dad.
Yeah.
What a king. What a short king. Oh, yeah, loved him.
He's in the contender for best one-liners.
Yes, that's right.
Should we move on to best one-liners?
Best one-liners, there we go. This is smooth, isn't it?
this is unrehearsed.
And Bagel Stop Bark and check us out.
Can I give you mine?
Yeah.
I'll try and do... I've been working on this accent all year, but I haven't got the... Respectfully, it goes both ways. You know what I mean? You've got boobs as well.
I
loved it so much.
That was the only little bit of
meanness.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like, I don't like meanness. And I love Lucinda for being the golden girl she is, but that just needed to be said.
Yeah.
Because actually, it was all about the equality of the sexes. And it's like, well, if he's sitting there with just a pair of pants on, why can't she have just a pair of pants on? If she's in her home, he's in his home. It was so well delivered.
Yeah.
And the fact that she started
brilliant.
With respectfully.
I'd forgotten about that.
The bit I liked as well, that I think it was cut out of E4, was sent Timothy sort of, it almost diffused it, because he likes that kind of, he likes being spoken to in that way to a certain extent. Because then he goes, well, that's pissed on my cornflakes.
Yeah!
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I mean, obviously, Lauren's got loads of...
She's got loads.
Loads of one-liners.
Yeah.
The
running into the sunset with his nipples hanging out.
That's right. Blaze Christmas ham.
She's quite poetic in her one-liners.
Yeah. The whole... that's what I say about my chiropractor.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of love for him.
Yeah.
maybe my favourite, though, which I think will be forgotten about, is they showed it at the reunion, though. It's when she goes... Jack's not going to suck your dick at the end of the night.
Oh, yes. That was a brilliant one. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think what Lucinda's dad said to Timothy, don't get your tits in a tangle.
Don't get your
But also, just have a one-night stand.
Oh.
Why not? Give it a go.
Oof.
Not really a one-liner, but any time Cassandra spoke about Sarah... She's just a liar. She's fake.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those storylines I actually find more frustrating than anything, because I want to know why. And I've spoken to other people since we recorded the last podcast, other people being my sisters, on our WhatsApp chat. And it's like, we needed concrete evidence. So it was satisfying, but also completely not satisfying. So I'm like, give some examples so we know we're on your side.
Because you got the sense there was more to that story
and
than what we
about
were
this.
Shown.
Yeah.
We've talked about how it could be. Did you get any... pushback for it being like a racist
I didn't really get any pushback. I got a few people saying that they'd suspected that as well.
Right,
but they were glad you had said it.
Yeah, but you're right. We're still in, even now the series is finished and these stories are coming out, and we've seen things about Jono and Ellie. The editing might have made them look bad because Jono and Timothy seem to be friends. We've seen things about Jade and Ridge, or this couple, that couple. The one thing that we don't have any kernel of, like, why is this all started, is Cassandra and Sarah. I still don't know. There's not even...
No.
There's just people going, oh, she was doing it for screen time is the most we can get to any kind of concrete. But I sort of don't believe
that. Doesn't
feel
like the girl that we were shown. And, like, we were shown a lot of her backstory, and it was all very, like, sweet and sad, and she seemed so genuine. And also we saw her family, who were lovely. And I feel like she comes from good stock.
Yeah.
And she's not that sort of... Anyway, we don't know. We haven't barely mentioned Jade and Ridge. They haven't featured in any of these categories.
Well, do you want to hear this story about Jade? Have you heard one?
No, not about Jade.
Sorry, about Ridge.
I heard one
Ridge. Go on then, you see if it's the same one.
Well, I heard somebody say he was pictured snorting coke.
Oh, right. No, that's not what I heard.
Oh. But I don't know if that's true, because I just heard a rumour of a rumour.
Was he in a helicopter with Timothy? I'd heard that he'd, before he went on the experiment, he broke up with a girlfriend to go on there, and he'd got two girls pregnant.
What?
Two?
What are you talking about?
Deez.
Lovely.
No.
But his statement is just, you know, this is all absolute bullshit. Like, right. Not true at all.
Oh,
And him and... Jade are still together.
But you know what? I'm not saying there's no smoke without a fire, but when you look at someone like Tom Hanks, no bad no bad stories have ever come out about Tom Hanks and how he treats people on set and how he treats women.
Well, okay.
I like to think he's a good guy.
Fair enough.
And there's no rumours. I think sometimes when someone is surrounded by rumours, I'm not saying Ridge is a bad guy, or I'm not saying these things are necessarily true, but when somebody has rumours circulating around them, it's normally because people think, oh, that could be true. Like, it's believable that it might be true. Like, was he a player before this? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think by his own admission, he was a player.
Yeah, true.
Hmm.
How many kids are you going to have? Three kids. He's going to have V, the two other women.
All of a sudden, he's got three kids.
Father of three.
Oh, God. That's too much.
That is too much.
No, I don't...
Let's hope that's not true. I want to protect Jade, because she was so invested. Because I think they're still together. Well, we said they were still together.
Yeah, that's another one. I sort of put that, not quite as much as a disbelief cast just saying stuff for screen time, but I sort of don't believe that. I think there would be more concrete evidence
than
two pregnant women.
Yeah. We shall see. Does a hello spread with his whole blended family.
I think that's all the categories, but now we're just left with a couple of other stories.
Any more gossip?
Yeah, there was one that apparently Timmy.
Tiny Tim. Yeah. It's Tiny Tim and Old Man Timothy, and I'll thank you for using their full names.
Yeah, finally, after 9 weeks, we've got it down, but we'll never use them again after today.
No.
That's why we better get these stories out there as well.
Okay.
Is that apparently producers were furious with him because he had posted while the series was on about seeing this Brazilian girl.
Ooh,
so it's basically
really?
Spoiled the fact that...
They stayed together at Final Vows, but then they're not together.
Yikes. Yeah, yeah. So,
would you get a fine for that? Because that breaks an NDA, surely.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, and it seems like they get... that was something I saw in an article as well about Richie, when he was saying that they weren't included in Final Vows. He said, I've taken all this time out, basically. I'm not making money, and we get paid $150 a day or something, something like that. So,
He needed to be on Final Vows.
Because... Yeah, to be honest, I'm not really sure. Oh, I can recall what his point was, other than they get...
Well, but he agreed to it, so, you know, I must tell you up front.
Yeah, it's true.
Don't complain about it after.
I just feel like we should sum up this entire series to just being like the Lucinda Appreciation Society. Just obsessed with her.
Yeah, she should have her own special award.
And it's so nice, because often you're left with a bad taste in your mouth. Obviously, like, it could be that the big story was Jack and Tori and there was no success and there was no nice people, and we're just left with like, meh. I love her so much. Like, she is such a shining light, and I'm so pleased. And I hope that they have similar characters on going forward, like people who are more warm and lovely and a bit older with more stories to tell and can like embrace the others and draw them in and like that was so nice. We needed that.
Be a bit more grounded amongst all the drama.
Yes.
Well, we wondered when we finished the last UK series in the autumn. And we'd spoken to Mel then, doing the coercive control special, and she said the Australian one's coming up.
You're
has got
love
more,
it.
Yeah, more diversity.
Yeah.
And now having seen it, we're like, brilliant.
She specifically mentioned age as well. I remember being like, people in their 60s? What is this, the Golden Girls?
Yeah, and it was excellent. Yeah, I think it's. I know we've said before, but I think it's been my favourite series of any iteration of Maths. I think it's been really good. You're not sure?
I'm trying to think of other series that may rival it.
Well, that one that we got sucked in with Cyrell and Jessica and Innes and Sam and all that.
That was a brilliant one.
That's a classic.
Martha. That was a good one.
Yeah.
But Domenica, that was a good series.
I liked the Domenica series because that's when we had the crazy edit with, always forget Olivia.
Yeah.
And the throwing of the glass.
Yeah.
That was a really good series.
Brandishing it.
I remember really liking Domenica's partner.
Jack.
He was like a solid, nice guy. So I think that was a good one where we were pro a lot of people.
Yeah, we got invested in a few of those.
And that was when it was Jaden's brother.
Mitch
and Ella, yeah. But that's it then, isn't it? That's actually it. We're not going to do another episode.
We promise that's it this time.
But I was going to say, you should subscribe because then you know when we start again in the autumn.
Yes,
so subscribe, whatever platform you listen to us on, subscribe if you want us back in the autumn.
Yeah, that's
Well, we've had loads of new followers this year, especially on Facebook. Facebook.
It's all taken off on Facebook.
Boomers. Facebook.
I know.
Yeah.
Sweet. Anyone on the fax machine?
What do you want to do? Should we start on TikTok?
No, thanks. None of us want to man the TikTok, so it's not going to happen.
I don't know. We'll see. Come the autumn, see what I can talk you two into.
Let us know if you agree with our winners of the MAFTAs 2024.
If we missed any funny moments, remind us about those.
Yeah, definitely. So, until the autumn, I've been Omar Abid.
I've been Sarah Clark.
I've been Claudia Abid.
Have a wonderful summer, you beautiful unicorns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.